Saga Egmont presents I Know You Did It by Sue Woolman. Read by Gemma Moore. Chapter 1. I've never been stared at this much in my whole life. That's not completely true. There was a time before this. But still, right now, a substantial proportion of the students in the canteen seem to think it's okay to openly gawk at the new girl. We find a table with three spare seats. I'm with a tall, serious-looking girl called Georgia, who's been assigned to show me round today because we have the same form tutor and timetable, and her friend Amber.
Just so you know, Ruby, says Georgia, as she places her tray down. You have a band hair colour. That's why they're staring.
Dove grey covers my natural blonde.
How's grey a band colour? When it looks too noticeable, Georgia says. Her own long hair is dyed auburn at the ends.
She's attractive in a big-eyed, fragile-featured way, and her black blazer looks as brand new as mine. She stops churning her kung pao chicken into the rice, holds her fork up and fixes me with an intense gaze.
How come you joined late? And in your GCSE year? It's a really rubbish time to move schools.
Like I don't know that. Everyone else started the school year at Robinson Academy 2 weeks ago, and it sucks. I snap my Kit Kat in two and eat one half. I brought a random selection of food with me from home today, in case my lunch card wasn't ready. The satsuma in front of me has greenish peel on one side. House move, I say. It was supposed to happen in the holidays. Georgia nods. She's trying to work me out, and I bet the most likely options in her head are attention seeker, awkward loser, or loner. In each class, there's been a seating plan. I've been put at the back of the class on my own, clearly a holding measure until the teachers can work out what sort of student I am and where I can be suitably placed in their ecosystem. Being at the back of the classroom suits me fine. I like to observe people.
Where have you moved from?
Asks Amber. She's petite, with short hair and dark eye makeup. The sleeves of her blazer are rolled up to just below the elbow. Out of the area, I say. Her narrow eyebrows stay raised. She wants more. I name the town not far from my old one. My mum got a new job and she had to take it, I add. I eat a bite of Kit Kat, suddenly hungry. It's pretty much the truth. Mum's new job is far better paid than her last one, and I'm pleased for her. But I hope she can manage it. Amber nods.
So you don't know anyone in Barchester?
I shake my head. She doesn't know what a relief that is. Georgia finishes her mouthful of chicken and says, Amber and I have known each other since we were at the same preschool, like years. She looks at Amber expectantly. Amber doesn't quite run with it. She nods and says,
What do you think of Robertson so far then, Ruby?
I look around the noisy canteen. There's a slice of pizza sliding down a wall, rubbish under the tables, a couple of students having a fight in the lunch queue, and the supervising member of staff is on her phone. A bit crap, to be honest.
Seriously,
says Amber, with a faint air of surprise, as if she can't see what I can.
It is, says Georgia. But you get used to it, don't you, Amber?
I eat my remaining Kit Kat. It's pretty similar to my old school.
Most people in our year are all right, Amber says. There are different groups, like anywhere. We've got the sporty lot, the theatricals, the weirdos, the absolute neeks and the glossies.
She nods her head towards a table of girls laughing.
The head glossy is Naz. She's minted and thinks she's better than everyone else.
I immediately work out who Naz is. Tall and haughty, with glossy black hair and enviable cheekbones.
Then there are linesmen, continues Amber.
She points to a noisy crowd at a table near us. Good looking, with a lot more.